Happy to have join me this morning on WBEV's Party Line. Once again, the superintendent of the Beaver Dam Area School District. As if your summer has not been busy enough, now you get to talk on the radio. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bob. Great to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
Got a report to the listeners and to the citizens of the Beaver Dam Area School District. All that's been going on over around the schools. Tell us about the projects that have been underway and progress toward the start of school on September 2nd.
Yeah, it has definitely been a busy summer, and it's been a lot of successes with particularly with the most time-sensitive projects that we have. Washington Elementary, that phase one effort, which was to add on three kindergarten rooms and some other key spaces to the Washington Elementary footprint, that has been completed successfully and within the budget, which is outstanding. They are doing some final cleaning and some other pieces there to get ready for the return of staff and then obviously the return of students on September 2nd. Something else that's going on at Washington is we're kind of setting the stage for phase two, which will really carry through next summer, which will ultimately renovate the remainder of the building and also add on a new commons, which allows us to have a designated art and music space for our elementary students. So for the start of this year, at Washington, students should have a pretty normal experience. The front area, the flow of the classrooms, and it will accommodate our students from Wilson Elementary that are coming on over. So really, really pleased with that work. And I think the community can be very, very proud of that investment. And we know our kids and our families are going to absolutely love what just took place there. That's Washington. The other another thing that was going on this summer is we had two new accessible playgrounds go in. So every single elementary school is getting new accessible playgrounds. That was part of the effort. We put in two new ones at Jefferson Elementary and Prairie View Elementary this summer. So those are beautiful spaces. Those were opened up a couple of weeks ago, and community members, kids in the neighborhoods are already using that equipment, which is just wonderful. It's just beautiful spaces. We tried to get some of that information out there through social media too to celebrate that. But those two playground efforts were done this summer. And then next summer, we'll start to tackle out Washington and Lincoln Elementary's playgrounds. So like I said, again, all of the elementaries at the end of the day, we'll wind up with new accessible playground spaces, which is just wonderful.
Probably don't need too much promotion when you put a new playground. Somehow the kids seem to find those things, don't they?
They do. As a matter of fact, it was pretty special. You know, initially, once the playgrounds go in, you know, they're set in footings, and you have to keep up fencing around them until they get set, and then we kind of do a final review of them. That's part of the safety process before you officially open them up. And it was pretty awesome because you could drive by those playgrounds at Prairie View and Jefferson in particular and see kids and families kind of just watching and kind of in wait, wondering when that would open up officially. And once those fences came down, they were in use, which is pretty special. Pretty special to see.
You mentioned Wilson, Washington Elementary. Is there any confusion going forward here and with the start of school now a few weeks away as far as where students are going? Has that been kind of clearly put out to people, or is there any confusion ongoing?
No, I think people are pretty clear. I mean, there might be. So if you recall, Wilson Elementary, we're keeping the school, the building itself is on our rolls. But we actually, there was a partner lease with a local nonprofit childcare provider. So that single section elementary is being used for that purpose. And those students that were at Wilson are now, for the most part, going to Washington. So outside of maybe somebody new moving into that neighborhood, just kind of seeking clarity, People are generally very aware of that, and communication's been great from the school leadership on those fronts. The other thing to keep in mind for the community is we are also, even though Wilson is really pretty close to Washington, we are, because of the southern boundary of the Wilson neighborhood, gets a little bit further out from Washington. We are running a bus in the morning and in the afternoon that will actually pick kids up if they want to walk to the Wilson site, again, which is district property. We own that. If they want to go there, they can get a ride right to Washington Elementary. And then in the afternoon, for those students, we'll drop them back off so they're closer to their homes, which is a really nice resource to have.
Mark DeStefano,
looking forward to that.
Mark DeStefano, always one of my easiest interviews on Party Line. I was going to ask you about busing, and you knocked it out of the park there, Mark. That was great. Before we leave the let's leave the elementary for a bit.
Sure.
There's also in the aftermath of last year's referendum, work envisioned for the middle school, planning along those lines. Anything to report?
Yeah, really making great progress there. I've been working a lot with, obviously, architects and our construction manager, local safety partners. The architects are also, you know, in kind of constant conversation with engineers and some of the team at the city level. Obviously, they're also in conversation with folks at the state level. Anytime you take, relatively undisturbed space, ag space or otherwise, and you're going to put a school on it, there's certain things that, you know, we need to do to be able to do that and do that the right way. So a lot of planning and effort's gone into that. We're at the point where we've got really good design. The blueprints and those pieces are really built out very, very well. Each stage of this effort, we always do budget checks, budget reviews, because little subtle changes or adjustments, you know, can always have an impact. So we always want to do that to make sure that anything that we're planning is going to be within the scope of what we're intending on investing. And at this point in time, there's a bid pack one for the earth movement excavation footings foundations. That'll be hitting the streets here. And we're hopeful that we'll be able to break ground this fall and then basically get things graded where they need to be, get the proper excavations for the footings, and ideally get the footings and foundations poured this fall before winter, and then that will allow all of that kind of footprint to rest through the whole season of winter, so that in the spring we can come out and be a little bit ahead, actually, because we're not waiting for things to dry out, et cetera. So we're hopeful we can continue to hit that mark. That's our plan. That's our target. Worst case scenario, we'd run into a really wet fall and have to look at, you know, kicking things off more in the spring. But regardless, that project is scheduled to be punched out for the fall of 27 school year. So we've got a little bit of flexibility with our time, but we know it's important to hit those marks early and often. Something else is as we've kind of finalized some of the design after getting a variety of feedback on different pieces, we'll start to then share out more details and updated imagery of some of the planning, so people can start to kind of wrap their head around that. It's going to align very much with some of the predictions and projections that we had, but there are some subtle differences, and I think what's really special is the way that we are incorporating the area landscape, as well as kind of the history and culture of Beaver Dam. There's some agrarian and kind of more natural aspects to the layout, to the flow, even to the use of some of the materials where we're going to acquire them, that I think will speak very positively to wanting to make sure that new school really has a a very genuine, connected feel and reality to it, to our community. Very exciting.
On Party Line this morning, I'm speaking with Mark DeStefano, the superintendent of the Beaver Dam Area School District. The extra classrooms at Washington, of course, the new middle school, a couple of the big ticket items. You mentioned a few of the playgrounds that have been put in place. There were a lot of other ancillary projects, updates around the district. A couple of those you'd like to make mention of before we move on to the start of school?
Yeah, absolutely. So safety and accessibility were really key highlights for this effort. And we've been able to knock out quite a bit of that this summer. Again, we have to look at this project as kind of a three-summer journey. And, you know, in our heads sometimes there's a logical way that that should happen. What comes first? I know in some people's minds they were thinking, well, the middle school should come first. Well, there's it is in many respects, but that's a lot of that's kind of design, finalizing the details. And at the end of the day, that middle school effort, that new school is going to carry the weight of the project, but there's a lot of other things that need to happen. So when we're able to do those, accomplish those right, that's when we do those. So there were a couple other smaller projects that we started on this summer. Very, very important work. We did some safety updates at Jefferson Elementary. Just reworking a little bit of that, their office front entry and kind of the safety sequencing there. We had done some updates about 6 or 7 years ago, and those were within the scope of that effort, but there were a couple subtle enhancements that we really wanted to accomplish from a safety standpoint. We're able to do that, so very excited there. We've added some ADA accessibility and some additional sidewalks to alleviate kind of the bottleneck pressure of parent drop-off and pickup on the Jefferson Elementary campus. So those new sidewalks and pathways are in as well, which is going to really, really be a benefit for parents and families and kids. So very excited about that. We've got a slate of other security updates that we had identified in partnership with our school resource officers. A lot of those have to do with just additional cameras and some other security nuances. And some of those are taking place actually right now. Those will be done before school starts. And then at the high school, we've done some additional enhancements, particularly related to the referendum, have to do with some accessibility onto the campus to bathrooms and to playing fields that we really never had proper pathways for people to get to enjoy watching kids or supporting community events. So we've added or working on adding a pathway off of what's called McKinley Street, and then also adjacent to Burnett, carrying the boundary of the campus on the north side. So those efforts are ongoing, and in order to do that work, sometimes, Bob, you know, you have to get things properly graded, and you've got to get the right pitches for water, runoff, et cetera. So there's been this big old pile of dirt at the high school, which has created some conversation in the community, but that's essentially been topsoil that was moved so that all the other proper grading could take place, and then that topsoil all comes back on it. We plant that. We'll be planting in some new trees. And all that'll happen yet this fall, which is an ideal time to plant for grass and trees. So those things will come together too. And really, really thankful for everybody's flexibility and support. Anytime you're making an improvement like this, you know, there's always subtle inconveniences or realities. And, you know, our youth sports programs and our some of our city folks and everybody's been really adaptable, and that's been wonderful.
Mark DeStefano speaking with me on Party Line this morning. I don't have all the questions, Mark, so I was going to wind up before we move from facilities and grading, et cetera, and ask you, other than the pile of dirt, any other common questions that have been coming from the public? Like, why are you doing that? Or, gee, this is looking fantastic. Any feedback from the district, either good, bad, maybe questions that you're getting in common?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few, and you know, one of the wonderful things about working in Beaver Dam is people are never afraid to provide feedback. So, you know, there's a very genuine salt of the earth comfortability and providing you with feedback. So We've gotten a lot of great feedback on the Washington Project. People are very excited about that. I think that's easy to wrap your head around. You can see it, makes sense. We've got a great feedback, obviously, on the playgrounds. The high school project is a little bit confusing for people. I mean, they're excited about, there's also going to be a parking lot that had been gravel, will be properly paved, lit with, you know, handicap parking, senior citizen parking, those types of things. When that comes to fruition, I think the feedback's going to be really positive. But when you're just looking at piles of dirt sometimes and not being able to fully appreciate what's actually going to be there, we do have imagery on the website for people to see if they're interested. But I think that's been a little bit of a question mark. The other one that's come up is kind of in between all this effort. We had probably for the last 4 or 5 years been kind of gearing towards adding a second softball field to our campus. We never had two softball fields on campus, and our kids didn't have two softball fields that were actually regulation. We had one softball field on campus, and then our kids went kind of across the way to a local park to use a field that kind of sufficed, if you will, when needed for kids. So we have two baseball fields on campus. Part of this work moves one of the baseball fields a little bit as we're doing some of the grading work, and then we're putting in a new softball field. But the majority of the funds associated with that softball field are actually tied to us saving and positioning ourselves for that are not referendum dollars, which I think is a little bit confusing because they know some of that work is referendum work. Primarily, that softball piece is not. So while it's happening at the same time because it makes sense, you know, where those are being funded is actually different. We've been saving and positioning for that. So we have two proper softball fields for our female student athletes. And we're going to have those two proper baseball fields, which we've had for our male student athletes. So really excited about that project. That's been one of those areas we've had to provide some added clarity to.
Mark, I'm going to let you catch your breath, and we're going to take a brief time out on Party Line for a few commercial words. On the other side, we're going to prep all of the students and their parents for the start of school in the Beaver Dam Area School District on September 2nd, when Party Line continues in 2 minutes. We're winding up Party Line with School Superintendent Mark DeStefano talking about the start of school on September 2nd. If I am a parent of a student who's already been in the district, have I gotten word about everything that's coming up? What's the important information we should be sending out to parents and students with the start of school just a few weeks away?
Yeah, a lot of information has gone out for parents regarding registration. That process started actually towards the end of the month of July. We had a lot of, you know, kids come on in and get things taken care of relative to pictures, particularly at the secondary level. Elementary pictures tend to look a little different, which is fine. But really making sure that you're registering, particularly if you're new to the community. And every year we get a slate of, you know, new families, new kids. We're always excited to receive them, and just making sure that they're reaching out to register. They can always call their child's school, but, you know, if they're having a hard time getting a hold of somebody, they can always call the district office. So the district's office is open 12 months a year. There is some downtime at our schools during the summer. So please don't ever hesitate to call, or they can always stop up at 400 East Burnett Street, and we'd love to meet you and help you through that registration process. School supply lists are out. That information's been out as well. It's available on the website. I think we do a good job of trying to kind of tailor that down to make sure that it's very manageable for our families. And I know people find those lists helpful, and most people have gotten what they need, I hope, or are going to be doing that. And then just a reminder, too, to any families, or if you know somebody who has needs, they just need to let us know, let a member of our team know. We've got a lot of wonderful resources in the community. Our student services team is outstanding. We've got some additional resources to help for people who aren't able to navigate that list. Again, most of those lists have really been scaled to make sure that it's really just the essentials. So, but if anybody ever needs help or knows somebody, make sure that they let us know, because we don't ever want that to be a barrier or a frustration for somebody.
is there, I should say, are there any changes? I mean, the start of school, procedures for signing up for lunches. Are there any changes from last school year that are significant that people might not be expecting that we should give them a heads up about?
No, nothing too significant, Bob. You know, we've done a really good job, I think, in the last couple of years, particularly at the secondary level, of really trying to crack down on cell phone use and help support kids being more focused and engaged with their peers socially during the day. And that effort continues. So just parents helping their children wrap their head around the fact that when they're at school, they need to be engaged. The expectation is that those phones are not out and that they're not disrupting learning. So we'll continue to be sticklers on that. And that's really for their mental wellness and for their learning. So, you know, parents kind of helping frame and support the sanctity of school and why cell phones should not be out and disrupting the educational process, I think is always very, very beneficial. Because when the parents and the schools are working together with that messaging, for kids, it's much more palatable and things go a lot smoother. The other thing that I think is really critical this time of year is, you know, once we get past Fair Week, and this has been Fair Week and we have Fair Weekend, you know, we've essentially have 2 weeks before students come back to school on September 2nd. And for our parents, to really consider how and what they can do to start to infuse kind of those school structures and routines into their child's, you know, daily habits, particularly as it relates to screen time and what time they're going to bed sooner than later. You know, doing it 2 days before school starts tends to result in a weird transition for kids in their sleep patterns for the first week or so of school. So if we can all commit to doing that at least a full week in advance, it really helps set kids up for success and gets their sleep patterns and those rhythms back in play so that they're going to have a much more enjoyable start and have the energy to kind of take on that transition with a really, really positive attitude.
That might be the smartest thing I've ever heard an educator say.
Well, I don't know about that, but I tell you, I've got a lot of experience with my own children, and it definitely does make a difference. And you know, every kid's going to seem excited and like they're going to have plenty of energy for the first day or two of school. But if they're not in a good routine, you're going to be arguing with them at bedtime, and they're going to lose their energy really quick because they're not going to be in a good state.
And now I hear the dad talking too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And that screen time piece is really big. You know. And just getting into the discipline and routine and having those conversations. You know, when you're at school, you're there to learn. You're there to engage with your educators. You're there to engage with your peers, not look at your phone, not be glued, not to feel obligated to engage with that. And really helping parrot that down and have those conversations is really, really helpful. And again, if parents, grandparents, neighbors, anybody who helps with that is we really, really appreciate.